This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
That his actions were absolutely justified. It's making us safer. It's keeping our ships safe. It's keeping America safe. And the libs can't contest any of that. And so now they're fussing about the fact that who was on the text chain and who wasn't. What these reporters are really mad about is that they weren't on the text chain. They all wanted to be and weren't. Who cares? It was a huge success.
So there's Josh Hawley. We've had Eric Schmidt and Josh Hawley sound on the show today. Both wonderful senators here from the state of Missouri talking about, you know, throwing out the idea that everyone's freaking out about signal gate, I use with air quotes. What is really going on here? If the mission was completed, I think it's not all or nothing. It's not everything is completely fine with it, or it's the worst thing to ever have happened. It's somewhere in the middle, which means there's something that took place that we need to get to the bottom of and ensure it doesn't happen again. And the mission was successful. So there's that. Now, the question is, if there's something that happened that we need to get to the bottom of, what is it that we think that happened? Our YouTube live chat poll for today. How did Goldberg enter the chat? How did he get into that signal chat? Was it human error? Was it technical malfunction? Or was it a setup? And it feels like every day that we get past this initial report, which we read on the air, was it Monday? Like right when it broke, we brought that to you. We kind of scratched our heads like, did they want this to get out? Was this like a chosen leak by the Trump administration?
Because it's just such a strange person to include in the chat.
Yeah. Why?
A journalist?
So it kind of seemed fishy to us, but we didn't know, and we still don't know. But now people are suggesting that maybe there's a rat in the Trump administration. We asked for your phone calls on this, and fortunately, we got a whole board full of phone calls here. 314-241-9797. If you want to weigh in on this issue, I'll give you about a minute, and you can say what you think, and we'll continue to move on. So when I move on to the next person, you didn't do anything wrong. Just trying to get as many people included in the conversation as possible. 314-241-9797. Let's start with Kelly. Kelly, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. How do you think Goldberg entered the signal chat?
I have no idea. I don't know how it is. I would need so much more information, and it's so hard to believe anything you hear anymore. I have so little faith that we're actually getting the whole story or the truth, and that's the saddest part about it all, is I've lost faith.
Do you think the story matters?
I don't know. I would need more proof. Yes, I think it definitely matters. It definitely matters. We can't have things like that happening. But if those people up there are so contentious with each other, I just don't know. It's hard to believe what's happening, and I have very little faith that we actually get the real information.
Well, I appreciate.
I'm so appreciative of you guys digging and finding it.
Well, thank
you. Without you guys, we would know nothing.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you, Kelly, for the phone call. I think she's absolutely right. Like, we don't know, so we're kind of asking you what your hunch is. But she gets to the bottom of the concern that we all have is, you don't trust anything that comes out because you know that everybody has an angle, and everybody certainly does have an angle. We have an angle, but we are going to report what we see, and we're going to give you our angle based on what we know and be honest about it. And just a reminder, nobody tells us what to say or think. We get to do that all by ourselves. Mike, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on how Goldberg entered the Signal chat?
Good afternoon, Annie Fry Show. Mike Goodsell, longtime listener, first-time caller.
Thanks, Mike.
Often on the YouTube chat.
Appreciate that.
Anyway, I'm prior Army, served in Iraq in 2004-05, so I do have perspective. First of all, the vitriol is coming out against Hegseth and Walz is ridiculous. Walz is a Green Beret, you know, earned 4 Bronze Stars in combat, so to say that he's not qualified, and so is Hegseth was a infantry platoon leader in Afghanistan and Iraq, so it's not like they'd, you know, they just were, you know, driving an ice cream truck or something. They gave him the job. Mm. My thought is here is that the timeline, how this happened and who was let into this chat, a person who came up with the whole spreading of the Russia gate, complete lie. And also the whole standing at the graves in Normandy and saying they were suckers about Trump. That was all made up by Goldberg too.
Yep.
So the fact that he was part of this, and ironically it happened just before there was already a congressional hearing on national security, that the Democrats could have an opportunity to jump on this, just reeks of a setup. So
when you lay it out that way, Mike, I think that you've got a lot of people who are going to listen to what you're saying and scratch their head and say, well, he's not wrong about that. Mike, thank you for the phone call, and thanks for reaching out to us. We appreciate you.
Love you guys. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Steve, let's talk to Steve here on the Annie Fry Show. Mike thought it was a setup. How do you think Goldberg entered the Signal chat, Steve?
Well, I think it would be easy to prove one way or the other. There's a track whenever you put somebody on a chat like that, the number that comes up, whoever enters it, that number comes up that they put that person into the chat. To find that person would be the easiest thing in the world. Mm. I'm not an IT guy, but I know that.
Yeah.
Now, outside of that, I think this is a total nothing burger. And I'll just leave it at that. They don't have anything to talk about. And they think that, oh, well, sunshine here, so we can go over here and, you know,
You think it's a distraction?
It's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Steve, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. I had just kind of moment of clarity because I'm always thinking to myself, like, Ryan, how much do we talk about this? It's one of the main stories, but I still get a say in whether it's one of our main stories. And there are times where I don't talk about thing or bring something up or bring a guest on a particular story that's maybe just now hot because I want to know more before I crack that open. Or maybe it's been talked about a lot and I'm thinking, like, are we talking about something for the sake of talking about it? And I'm getting to that point with this. But then also the questions that arise about it possibly being a setup from within. That makes it a different kind of story for me.
That becomes more interesting. I completely agree with Steve that this is, there's a shiny object and they said, man, we got nothing. Oh, here's something. Let's go all in on it.
For sure.
Let's get to Brian. Brian, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on Goldberg and how he entered the Signal chat.
Yeah. Hi Annie. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Love your show. I think he was put in there. I mean, it just seems to me, we all know how President Trump's first term went, all the Russia and all that. I don't want to have to go through the whole list of how he was stabbed in the back so many times. And out of all the journalists and all the publications in the United States and around the world, it just happened to go to this one journalist that hates President Trump and this one publication that hates President Trump.
Whoops.
I don't believe in coincidences, and so this is not a coincidence. Somebody had to put that in there, and it's somebody that's still stuck in his administration up there, or the old one, that is trying to do bad for President Trump, you know, that he still needs to weed a bunch of people out of here.
Yeah. Brian, well, we appreciate your phone call. And everybody who hasn't called in, we still have some more calls to get to here. If you want to weigh in on this and you want to weigh in on our YouTube chat, the poll today on our YouTube, if you haven't been yet, go to the YouTube, just YouTube.com. You can type in Annie Frye, F-R-E-Y. You'll see we are broadcasting live today. We would love to have you as a subscriber over there. It doesn't cost anything, just a click. And in the once you've subscribed, you can vote in that YouTube live chat poll. How did Goldberg enter the signal chat? Human error, technical malfunction, or a setup? I'm going to take a couple more calls here. Ryan, maybe you can pick out some of those comments that we've set aside from folks who are wanting to weigh in on this. Interesting point of view possibly here from Jeff. Jeff, thanks for calling the Annie Frye Show. Your thoughts on how Goldberg entered the Signal chat. You're a user of Signal?
Yeah, I use it for work, and I worked for the government for 30-some-odd years now. I think it's more of a bad practice thing anyway to be inputting that kind of stuff, even in a secure encrypted app. I think that's where you're going to see a lot of complaints is why did they put something like that even in a secure app? But on our app, only my boss can add people to the chat. So I can't just willy-nilly put somebody in, like, you know how you add somebody to a text on your iPhone and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to forward at all anything. So only the admin person can do it.
Do you have a suspicion on, I mean, I think Mike Waltz was the one who said that he, on Laura Ingraham, Mike Waltz said, I set up the chat. So.
Well, exactly. He would be the only person. Now, I'm only one little person in a big, big government, but the way we use it, my boss, who is the administrator of the chat, she's the only one that can put stuff in there or add people. And you know how it is also when you add on your text on your phone, it's the same way. You could actually, you're inputting people's names and it'll auto-populate at times. And then boom, somebody else is in there and you texted the wrong person.
You know,
so there's a human element as well.
Yeah, which seems like we should be having redundancies that eliminate that from happening in this government level. Do you think that this type of conversation, should there be something proprietary to the United States government? I don't know. Maybe Elon Musk can whip something up that's super secure. Can these conversations be had over something more secure that would be better in this situation, or do they just need to be better signal users?
Well, I think it's, to be honest, I think it's you need to be a better signal user. I mean, obviously, I agree with what our leadership's doing there for sure. But it's kind of a bad practice to be even if it was after the op, I just don't think it's a good thing to put strike package data in a text or anything like that.
I wouldn't doubt if they've learned that lesson, Jeff. I think.
Yeah, and they're human beings. Yeah. I totally get it. Who hasn't made a mistake?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, luckily for us, it worked out well. But yeah. Anyway.
Jeff, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. It's good insight.
Yeah, enjoy the show. Have a good afternoon.
Take care. You as well. Real quick here, I got to get to Lori. Lori, thanks for calling the Annie Frye Show. Your thoughts on how Goldberg got into the Signal chat?
Well, I think it was either human error or the technical problem type thing. Both Trump and Walz apologized while they were doing a television bit news conference thing. And I know several people want to believe that, no, it had to be Trump's fault or Hexeth's fault. And quite honestly, I would believe all the people, other people that were on the chat, and not the one Democratic reporter. Because he's only one person. I would believe the rest of them other than this one reporter.
Lori, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate that. That's true. If you think about you've got one reporter, which honestly, what Goldberg did is he just kind of released the stuff. His thoughts and opinions on it aren't really context that matters here. He was on the chat. He got put on the chat. I guess the question, if you think, like several of our phone callers believe here, that it was a setup, was he a part of the setup?
Did he know ahead of time?
Did he have a toe in the water?
Somebody was going to do that.
Yeah, you can. I'll put me on it.
Yeah, the case that he was not is that, you know, maybe this has happened before where you randomly put somebody else from your phone in there accidentally, but it wasn't a journalist, and this time it caught him because, oh hey, it's somebody who published it.
I got two more calls left. I've blocked the phone line, so we're not going to get any more on this, but I want to get to Roger and John here. Roger, it's your turn. Your thoughts on how Goldberg entered the Signal chat. What do you think?
Well, I don't know how he entered it, but, you know, that's nowhere here or there. I think it's absurd that this man eavesdropped on a conversation. And I think that's more damning about his character. If I'm in a conversation that's not for me, I'll say, hey, I'm on the wrong chat. I don't like eavesdroppers. And then for him to go out and post it, I think that makes America look worse. It makes him, it's very unpatriotic of him to release this information, in my humble opinion. If you're on the wrong chat line, you should just say, I'm on the wrong chat line. I'm not supposed to be here, and you bow out. For him to sit there like a schoolgirl eavesdropping and then report it, trying to get people in trouble, I think it came out that there was no real information on this chat line. So it's a big nothing burger, to steal what Steve said. And I think it's just like what someone else said. It's a new shiny object. They can't talk about the border. They can't talk about the economy. They can't talk about all things going right. They can't talk about prices coming down. So they're looking for any little morsel of negativity to throw at this man. Mm. And it's just absurd. We got to all start looking forward. We're in for the next 4 years of prosperity. And God bless, hopefully J.D. Vance is elected next. We could be in the golden age, like Trump said, of this country. And I think the manufacturing jobs are going to come pouring into this country with these tariffs. People don't understand tariffs. Tariffs are a good thing. They push American jobs like you will never believe before. Check back in a year or 2 years, all the liberals are going to be crying in their ears because this country is going to take off like a rocket, like a SpaceX rocket.
Roger, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. I hear a lot of people shaming Goldberg for doing this. I don't know.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, that him reporting on this as a journalist, I don't know that it's the wrong thing to do. I don't love it because I feel like, does it make America look weak? Probably. But at the same time, it shouldn't have happened. That possibility shouldn't have happened. And if the Biden administration had accidentally added Peter Ducey to some sort of conversation like that, do I expect Peter Ducey to keep it quiet? I do not, in any way, shape, or form. I might expect Peter Ducey to approach the situation in a way that doesn't, if it's so bad, if what was shared was so terrible, why is Goldberg like, here it is? So there's a little, in my mind, there's a little hypocrisy of what he did was so bad, it's the worst mess up that this government has ever made. Here's all the information they shared with me. I don't completely believe you. I don't think it should have happened. And I think the fact that it did happen, there are two ways you go about, well, maybe three ways. You say, folks, I'm a reporter and I'm in this chat. I don't know if I'm supposed to be. And they go, oh my gosh, get them out of here. And then they make sure it never happened again. And we don't know about it. And how often do those types of things happen? I think if it's a friendly journalist, that's probably how it goes. And they fix the issue. It doesn't become an American story. The administration saves some humiliation and still has the chance to correct the issue. I don't know as a journalist if this falls in your lap, if reporting that it happened is unpatriotic. It's kind of your job.
I don't expect anything from Jeffrey Goldberg or The Atlantic. I expect the worst from those people, in fact.
Yeah.
But I do think it's fair to ask, what is your motivation for publishing this? Mm-hmm. Is it just that it makes you and your publication get a lot of eyeballs? Because that is absolutely what it looks like to me. It doesn't look like he had any sort of national security concerns in mind at all.
Let's talk to our last call here before we take a break. We're going really long here. So, John, I wanted to give you a chance to weigh in and have your thoughts be heard before we have to take a break. What do you think about how Goldberg entered the Signal chat?
Yeah, I mean, real quick, 100%. I think it was a mishap on the administration and them using Signal. I mean, I've used Signal. I'm in IT, and it's really secure. And how it works is, like, you have to add somebody knowingly. And even if you're an iPhone user, you know that. I mean, you can see the people in the chat. So the fact that, like, the conversation even went on that long, even though it was just a few kind of blurbs, shows that, to me, I mean, people weren't, at least weren't paying attention, you know?
Let me ask you, that's the bottom line. You and many other people are like, if you're an iPhone user, well, I, in fact, am not an iPhone user, and I also don't use Signal. So I want to lean in a little bit to your know-how since you use this. If Walt said that he created the chat, the group chat, so Walt has said on Laura Ingraham's show, I'm the one who created it. Is it possible that his contacts were preloaded and somebody slipped in the wrong number nefariously? Is there any way that when he added this person, I don't know why he wouldn't have said, it said I added, you know, John Doe, and it turns out it was Jeffrey Goldberg. Is there any way that Waltz's contacts would have been preloaded or something to where he wouldn't have realized what he was doing?
No, and Signal's the most secure encrypted app that's out there these days. I mean, their number one, you know, MO is security and stuff. It doesn't just add random people from your phone, you know, and you can set groups to private and public. So even if he could just hop right in there, it means they didn't set the group to private. And if it was private, the admin would have had to add him in. But either way, he shows up on everybody's phone.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody that was on the chat should have been able to see him if they just looked at their, you know, who was on it.
Do you have to?
And the other thing.
Go ahead.
I mean, in Signal, you create your own username. So Pete Hegseth could have gone by Bambi2000. You don't have to put in your real name. That's part of the security function of the, you know.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Well, we're all learning here, John, and we appreciate your insight on the issue. Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye. We got to get to a break. We're way past time, but appreciate all the phone calls.
Especially John, a.k.a. Bambi 2000.
2001.
If that was his real name.
He's probably Bambi 1999 and was like, Pete, that was my thing.
Yeah, I can't say my name.
Lots going on here on 97.1 today. Nothing else going on in St. Louis at all. Just us talking about Signalgate and middle names also. Your middle name initial is?
R.
Ryan R. We suspect it's Ryan Wiggins. Brad, your middle initial?
M.
And mine's E. We've got a lot of great suggestions, and like I said earlier, maybe some upgrade opportunities for us here to improve our name. If you want to guess, we're going to give it to you in the 2 o'clock hour. When we come back, let's find out what we think here in the studio about how Goldberg entered the chat. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is the Annie Fry Show.